Iodine, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Money, 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 money. Money!
Yeah, we're here. What's going on? What's going on with you? Huh?
You know what? I feel we're recording pretty late. This feels a little naughty.
This is the coming in the central hours.
Yeah.
This is the curtain's been lifted.
Oh yeah. Special guest Keith Sweat, everybody.
Keith Sweat?
Keith Sweat, everybody.
Who's Keith Sweat?
You don't know Keith Sweat?
No.
Dude, he's like the major like radio guy for like nighttime radio.
Oh.
He has that deep bass.
Is he voice. Like the bassy guy?
Yes, raspy bass. Man. That's Keith Sweat.
Dude, that guy is like that all day.
Really?
Right, he must all the be. Time.
He's been like this for years. I've known him since I was six, man. Still
getting. Oh, so you've been listening to Keith Sweat since you were six?
No, he was everywhere on the radio.
Man.
He's in Big Sean's album.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. He's like a.
What kind of announcements does Keith Sweat have?
So what happens is like lady callers will call in at like lady callers.
Lady
callers. I'm a feminist, guys. Yeah. Lady. So women will call in at like 11 o'clock at night or something like that on the radio. And then like they'll just ask him like sensual questions. And he'll just answer it, you know.
Wow.
So, like, like,
so a lady will call in, like, hey, Keith.
Right.
Keith, I'm having trouble with my, the smell of my sex toys, Keith.
Oh, no, that's the thing about him. No. He don't solve no personal problems. Oh. He's strictly there.
Okay. So
Keith Sweat is strictly there. to drop some dick off and leave.
Oh, so Keith is hollering.
Yeah. So this was the call.
See,
this
Keith. Were the calls. Okay, go ahead.
This is how the calls went.
Please.
So a woman will call in 11 o'clock at night. He'll just finish playing some like Omarion or something. And a woman will call in. He'll be like, "This is Keith Sweat, baby. How you doing?" I'm doing good. And it's like somehow he navigates the conversation into like what they're wearing. He's like, what you got on right now? Maybe you in your bed right now listening to Keith Sweat.
Huh? So he just has phone sex with people? Yes, no. Oh, Keith.
And you can tell when he gets off because he just cuts right to music. just talk.
And they're just so confused, like, what? Right.
It just cuts right off to the next song.
I did not consent to this, Keith.
Keith Sweat, man, dude.
Man. Oh, man. Icon.
Still doing his thing, man.
And he's still on. Just
still doing his thing. The formula hasn't changed, man.
He's the formula hasn't changed. Should we call into Keith Sweat right now? Should we call into Keith? He'd be like, what are you guys wearing? We'll be like, I don't know. Just like we opened up a gallery in Brooklyn. Why did we both dress the exact same? Is this incredible? We didn't plan this.
No.
But we both today are wearing black sweats. Mm-hmm. Black sweaters,
gray socks.
I mean, yeah. there's like a whole
thing.
What do you think this is, huh?
It's midnight, man. You know,
it's the thing. It's the time to wear these colors,
right? And we both know that after this, we might go rob some people. So,
well, that's a given. So, well, until then, until we start scheming, we're here at Papaya 9.
Yeah, we're here.
Papaya 9, not news. Today we are sad. Maybe that's Here's why we're wearing our funeral blacks. It's because our producer, Alan, is not with us today.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
So there's no woo. We actually are going to save a ton of money today.
Yes.
No woo-woos. But we don't have Alan. So right. It's just going to be us kind of swimming out here.
Right.
Hoping that you stay engaged. Maybe if we look at the camera, the algorithm will treat us better.
Maybe.
Maybe
that's what it wants.
The algorithm. We have coasters.
Yeah.
What do you think this is? We're a full professional podcast. Inside
but
of
you can
a
tell we're
room.
We're holding the microphones. We don't have no light.
We're so lost without Alan. I spent maybe a full 2 minutes trying to put on the arm. There's like a basic clamp on it.
Yes.
And I couldn't do it. And I was like, oh, Alan. And I was like, fuck it. Jonas, you want to hold the mics?
You literally only gave it like less than 2 minutes.
This is Alan's head.
I saw you try to just, you did this. This is all you did. You did this. That's all you did. And you were like,
press it.
Jonas, you're cool with holding the mic, right?
Oh, my God. Dude, that's my like solution to fixing so much stuff. It's just like just kind of pressing it.
Right.
And just hoping.
Right. It's the man's mind, dog.
Useless man's mind. Are you handy? Are you handy with tools?
Dude, you know what? No. I'm handy, not with like cars, but with like machines.
You're handy with machines?
Yeah, machines.
Can you like change a carburetor?
Oh, no.
You know?
Heavens no. I do a little oil change. I dabble in some oil changes.
Oh, shit. Are you talking like a... Mm-hmm. Like a sex machine?
No.
You gotta change the lube?
No, man, that real 5 quarts.
What kind of machines are we talking about?
Well, I mean cars.
Okay.
Changing the oil in cars.
Yes.
Is what I meant. So I dabble in that.
Okay.
But in terms of machines, like just anything in healthcare kind of
yeah. around. Right. That's your job.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I handy if you go down to my room right now. There is a curtain rod that's up there that has curtains on it. Above the curtain rod, there's about 12 holes that I tried to drill before calling my Mexican friend, Romo.
Yeah.
And he did a great job. Right. Came over. I made him dinner. That's my offering. I'll make you a pork chop.
Right.
If you come hang out my curtains.
Because the thing about you is you attempt. You always
unique
always
or stupid. I don't know.
You know, you
unique or
give
stupid.
You always give it a fair shot. I don't even do that. You know,
you're smarter than I am. You're efficient mm-hmm. with your time. What am I doing? What am I doing? Drilling a hole into the wall. Oh, here's the stud finder. Right. What the fuck is a stud?
Right. It's all going to be so irrelevant pretty soon. We're all going to have to eventually just be IT people at the end of the day.
A stud's like a nail, right?
A stud? Yeah.
You know, stuff. So it's like if it beeps, then it's on the nail and that's where you want to drill.
Right.
Right?
But
or do you not want to drill it where it beeps?
I thought that you want to drill it where it beeps. That's what I thought.
All right. Well, I wish I would have called you that because that's where I goofed.
Here's the thing. Even if you called me, I wouldn't have been able to do anything. I would have just been watching you, telling you that you're doing this wrong. That's all I would have did.
Right.
I'm like, Neil, you're doing it wrong. Call Raul. Raul
that's pretty close. That's pretty close. Romo, but Raul is close.
His name is Romo.
Romo, yeah. That's actually really close. just in the fact that it's R.
Yeah, it has to be R.
R, and
most Hispanic people
Raul
do.
Rafael.
Yeah.
Rodrigo.
Rodrigo. Dog. Speaking of Rodrigo, you know.
Okay.
A lot of Rodrigos in baseball.
There are. Oh.
Yeah, a lot of Rodrigos in baseball.
Go ahead.
And, you know, I'm just a little bit disappointed, you know.
I'm from Tampa. Yeah, go ahead. Explain to the people, man.
You know, so the Rays and the Dodgers, the World Series.
Yep.
Now, here's how I found out about this, because I don't watch baseball at all.
Can I just say baseball?
Yeah.
Not a great sport.
Not the best.
Not a great sport. Slow.
Yeah.
It's not great until the World Series, when the stakes are at its highest.
Yes.
Then it's kind of interesting.
Yes. Yes, I agree 100%.
Yeah.
But the athletes, it's like one of the highest paid sports.
There's no cap.
It's insane what pitchers are getting. I mean, I think it's soccer and then baseball.
Yeah. I think baseball's definitely still way more than basketball players.
Right. You just
basketball's catching up though.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
But you know what though? A lot of Jewish people in baseball. A lot of Jewish people love baseball.
That's true.
That's true.
Who owns the Yankees? Steinbrenner.
Exactly.
That's a Jewish last name.
He has the training camp in Tampa.
Oh.
You understand?
Yeah.
The Steinbrenner Stadium right there.
Wow.
And then you have the actual stadium that they play all the NFL games in. But, yeah, the Steinbrenner Stadium right there in Tampa. I used to drive by there, like, all the time.
So, okay. That is – okay, so what – why do you think they don't have a cap?
Oh, you know what, man?
It is kind of, like, inherently the most American thing ever.
Yeah.
Just no cap on the market.
For a long time. I think it's, like, one of the oldest sports –
yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Especially in America.
Old as hell.
It's genuinely beloved.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, but I'm saying like the, you know, like the principle of like, oh my God. Okay, if you're listening to this, God forbid you listen to this, Jonas spilled water again. Last week,
to play this off.
This is dripping down your sweatshirt, man. don't try to sip it now. Like, just like, don't play all coy. And this is because you tried to use a coaster. Damn it, YouTube. Damn it, YouTube algorithm. Made Jonas spill. It's okay. It's a small spill.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy.
It's just funny.
Yeah, it's just water.
What a weird callback from the. Actually, the cable's kind of getting in the water there.
Thank goodness it's waterproof. I don't.
What if you get electrocuted halfway through the podcast?
You know what? I'll die doing short circuits, man. And guess what? They saw it right here on Papaya 9.
That's right, folks. We are not the news. The world is burning.
Right.
We're here to just maybe bring some levity to the moment in which you're existing right now, listening to this or watching this at home.
Dog, if I died on tape, this podcast would be like a Basquiat or something.
It
like,
really would be.
The value would go up immediately.
Man.
People would be interested.
That's crazy. Yeah. Dude, but because it would also be sadly a very unique way for a black man to die on video.
Sure, it wouldn't incite a lot of riots.
right. This would be very
it wouldn't incite a lot of riots. You know, it would be it would be chill.
It would be chill. People would be. I think they would empathize.
They would. You they know? Would. And, you know, I think you would come out with a lot of money.
I'm going to sell the rights to Comcast. Just the general Comcast umbrella. and then we'll make a movie. We'll get, I don't even know who to play you. Like a young you.
Man.
Or current you. You know?
Current me. I don't know. It would have to be. Who could it be?
I don't know.
It's not a lot of people who could play me, dog.
Man, you know the dad from Cory in the House?
I hate you, Neil. I was hoping you. Which I've gotten before. I was literally hoping nothing.
And I know
came
you've
up.
Gotten it before.
I've gotten it before.
You've expressed it's not
right.
A great thing for you to feel, but it's so spot on. You kind of look like the clone from Attack of the Clones, that like the first guy to take his helmet off. And they're like, oh shit, it's a person under there.
It's my face?
Yeah. But probably not. I'm stretching.
Oh man. Anyway, so
speaking of Rodrigos.
Right, Rodrigos. I don't watch baseball at all.
Right.
So this is what? The fifth game or something like that. And I'm at work. And I tell him I'm from Tampa. Like, yo, Jonas, you know you guys are in the World Series.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, I didn't know this. The whole time, I didn't know this.
Wow.
And I was like, well, I'm invested now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I put $100 on the game. You understand? Don't know anything about baseball.
Just on that game.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, how do you go about that? Do you have a friend you text? Do you use an app?
So there's something unique about sports like baseball. Like, there's always someone around. baseball, boxing, mm-hmm. like it doesn't matter if you're in a Walmart. You bring it up, there's always someone around.
just a guy looking at crossbows. Right. Oh, wait, hey, what?
There's always a bookie. There's
yeah, I'm running. I'm running a pool.
So, and there was just someone around, man. He was just like, dude, we got a thing going on.
Just this. At work, someone around.
Someone around. Wow. Someone was around. He was like, dog, you know, hey, we got a whole thing going on this.
He's a janitor, just like, oh. You want to get on this?
He's planning to run off with everyone's money.
Yeah. I'm getting out of this hellhole. Getting out of here today. Okay, so you put down some money. You put down $100.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Rooting for the Rays. By the way, you know, I want the people back home to know, I always defend my city.
Of course.
I always defend my city.
Okay.
You know, and it's just I'm the only one out there talking smack.
That's great, man. I like that. You got some pride.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the one thing I forgot is like Los Angeles is a championship city. They just win everything.
That's right. They do.
You know, it's just
and we are located in Los Angeles.
Right. We are this is in Los Angeles.
This is in Los Angeles, so I being the Fairweather fan that I am. Well, I'm super happy how we did, right. man.
And we're not far from the Dodger Stadium.
We're not. We're very close.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Very close.
Yeah. So it was one of those things. And what made the loss sting a little bit more for me was like looking up the game on Google.
Yeah.
And when you go to the page, Google programs fireworks to come up.
Really?
Yeah. Look, yeah. Every time you go to the page, Google programs fireworks.
Oh my god!
To just show up
because it's over.
I mean, it's the World Series, I guess.
Oh wow!
Yeah, this you know Google does all these graphics.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. So anyway, if you Google the Dodgers game. Fireworks graphics will come up. Very painful for people from Tampa.
So you're reading about all these losses. And right. Even Google's giving you a middle finger.
Right.
Wow, man. But they need to be stopped, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, Google needs to be stopped.
Absolutely.
Bullying people.
But here's how Tampa bounces back, though.
Him.
Bucks sign Antonio Brown. Same night.
Yeah, he's shooting off those fireworks. Yeah. At his girlfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Tom's selling him the fireworks. Like, hey, Antonio. Remember, they tried it. But Tom Brady loved Antonio Brown.
He did.
In New
right.
England. They liked each other.
Right.
There's that vibe there, you know? Right.
He wants that.
And so.
Without the snow.
That's right, dude. So it's going to be a wild time. And, I mean, Florida. I've heard you say this about Tampa. This is the only reason I'm saying it. But, like, wild shit goes down in Tampa.
Absolutely.
Antonio may be able to be Antonio in Tampa. And it's just going to be, like, it's going to be okay.
And that's so true. They will. They'll leave him alone.
And I think I don't exactly remember what he's been, like, in the news for, like, released from teams for.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I mean, the Patriots, right? The was the last one.
Right. But do you know why?
Oh, yes, that's right. The massage therapist.
That's the owner. That was the owner.
No. That was the one where he threatened the chick. Like, the chick said something to him about exposing him, and then he threatened her or something like that. It was a massage therapist.
Why has Antonio Brown been released from football teams?
He's on Siri?
That's Siri. let's see. Brown was released and newly spaced. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, sexual assault allegation.
Yeah, there was something.
Investigation. Oh, massage therapist. Antonio, yep. Inappropriate sexual behavior, including rape, mm-hmm. was released by New England on Friday, less than a week after being on the team. So,
But the argument the NFL had was, apparently they just had an issue with him threatening her back instead of just letting the NFL conduct the investigation, and they would have found, like, possibly the claims were maybe over-exaggerated or not true. But he took it into his own hands, and Belichick was like, dude, we're not having that here.
So why did he not? It looks like the players' union. Okay, so this is Antonio Brown's tweet from, you know, when he got released. I will not be playing in the NFL anymore. These owners can cancel deals, do whatever they want at any time. We will see if the NFLPA... Hold them accountable. Sad they can just void guarantees anytime going on. $40 million 2 months. We'll see if they pay up. Oh, that's the tweet. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of, it's a real kind of Trump tweet. That's just like the, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just like the half sentences, like wrong kind of like connecting words.
I always feel some kind of way when, like, famous people, like, tweet their money problems. Like, yeah. Let's see. They owe me
see
40
if they
million.
Pay up, right.
We're like, all right.
It's a whole different.
I lost my job today.
like.
Right.
let's see, man. Yeah, he believes there's hypocrisy. So, anyway, I mean, this really doesn't matter as far as we're going. But, like, yeah, so he's had a... I guess, you know, for these types of things, sexual assault allegations, rape allegations, you know, Florida will be a place where it'll be okay. That's where he can blossom in a place.
I mean,
like,
you know, they, you know, it won't, you know, I wouldn't say it'll be okay, but, you know, they'll act like. Antonio's been coming late to practice lately.
He's been staying up.
So it's like, you know, that's just how you do it. You know, you take a loss and you bounce back.
There you go.
You know.
So this was kind of your Tampa. This is the emotional roller coaster you went on this week.
Absolutely.
Wow.
This all happened in one day.
Wow.
This all happened in one
day. Well, they say the Lord taketh and the Lord giveth.
Sure does.
That's the sure does. And it takes winning a championship and giving a cancer for a franchise. We'll see, man. Look, I hope he can get well and
I hope it works out. It clicks. But,
you know, man. Yeah, that's.
But you know, it's Tampa, deep. Guys. We're gonna be okay. Number one, baby. We're gonna be okay.
Listen, Tampa. I don't know. I have no say in the matter. I just, you know, it's a good time to be in Los Angeles.
It is. Actually,
good time to be in Los Angeles. Good time to be a sports fan of Absolutely. Los Angeles sports.
Absolutely.
Dodgers finally got a W. It's great, man.
It was a drought.
Long drought. Yeah. Since the 30s?
It hasn't been that
80s?
Long.
90s?
All right.
No. But I know they've been...
Neil, you don't know. You literally just went through 3 decades.
40s? 1870s? Just wait. Yeah. No, it's, I don't know. You're right. You're entirely out of it. But it's been a drought.
Yeah, so I'm happy. And honestly, I love LA, man.
Happy for him. The best thing was watching the local news afterwards. Because they just sent reporters into the streets. And it was like a jungle. They were just going up to people like, okay, so how do you feel? And then people were just like, oh, I love the Dodgers. Yeah. People with like kids. The kids are like, you know, they're like trying to like half asleep.
It's like late at night too.
Yeah,
like
people late.
Like, yeah.
It was like, my kid's going to see this. My kid's never going to forget this, man. The kids just passed out. Let's go Dodgers. So the That was the best part for me. It was just watching. Right. I feel like I got to take in a little bit of the local flair. Right. And they were, people were shooting up fireworks and stuff like that.
Justifiably so. Justifiably.
And Google was too, man.
Right. And I do take solace in that knowing probably, you know, LA, they probably would have celebrated harder than Tampa, you know. Tampa,
yeah.
You know.
Wow.
We would have been happy.
Tampa would have,
we would have turned up.
Is Tampa a baseball city? As far as you know it?
Yeah, actually, we do rock with baseball heavy.
Makes sense.
Yeah, big. Yeah, Tampa does.
You know, you pay taxes for those teams.
Really?
Cities, yeah, cities will pay tax for those teams. And who pays the city's tax?
Hold on. So, Neil, you're saying right here on Papaya 9.
This is breaking news. This is breaking news.
That actually the cities actually pay taxes?
Yeah, you know, like the for the buildings, the stadiums to exist, mm-hmm. the people that own the stadiums pay tax, and then to play in the stadium, you have to play, and so you have to pay. Part of that payment comes out because the reason I bring this up is there's this woman, a city town hall in Phoenix, old woman, and she was saying is like because the Phoenix Suns are just so horribly run, and apparently it's just like a bunch of private investors kind of like using the money that the franchise generates to just kind of keep money in people's pockets and all that shit, like in kind of like the Nick, you know. Anyway, a lot of owners do this. Right. She was saying, like, we don't have to pay. Why are we paying taxes for this? You know, like, and I guess there's a tax. Maybe it's depending on the city.
Right.
But I guess residents in Phoenix have to pay a tax for the shitty organization to exist there.
Wow.
So,
dude,
that's
you know
breaking
what?
That, news. That's, you know, to me.
Well, I mean, what? Countries do the same thing with the Olympics, you know? I mean, like they were talking about in Brazil and South Korea, like when they get the Olympics, just like how they decimate all these poor people's homes and just put stadiums there. And honestly, I agree with it. It's time to gentrify. You know what I'm saying? Let's get some smoothie shops in there.
Yeah.
Nothing reduces gang violence than a hot yoga studio.
Put a thrift market
yeah,
there.
Yeah, come on, dog. It's,
come on,
it's
man. Time. Yeah, and you know, those people can they'll stay in the tunnels, maybe.
Right. Dude, this documentary. There's a really good documentary on like the effects that the Olympics have in these countries.
Mm-hmm. It's like, not good, right?
At all.
It's
not good at all. So, yeah. So Brazil, they put a bid in and they find out, hey, we're getting the World Cup, right?
Yeah.
So great, they're gonna do it. So now all these people, the president, they're scrambling to find a place in Rio. It's very cramped.
Yeah, right.
And they just say, you know what? Let's just kick out all these poor people. We don't need them. So government officials just come around. They just put letters on people's doors.
Yeah.
And like in 2 weeks, they're literally evicting people, like whole families.
Oh my goodness.
Telling them to leave. And like they're bulldozing it. I was just like, dude, if we could do things just as quickly in this country, dog.
Did they bring the Olympic flame to burn down their building? Just a guy jogging in the streets of Rio. We love the Olympics.
Time to wake up and get out. He's like putting firewood in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy because houses in Rio are made of wood.
Yo. What do you think happens to those folks?
So nobody cares. Literally. Like they ask the government officials, what do you think will happen to
them?
They don't know. They don't care.
Wow.
They bulldoze it, build it. Now, what's worse is what happens after the Olympics are over.
Right. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
And it's like now literally the whole venue is like empty. The pool is still there. There's like mold and gangrene on. Like this, China has a few, Beijing has a few venues. They've just like dropped completely. There's like homeless people living in it now.
Really?
Just like taking showers and like all that.
In the locker rooms?
Yeah, dude, in the athletes' compound.
Actually, I wonder if there would be like an innovative way to repurpose those stadiums so that maybe there could be housing, but like essentially like storage. Like, you know how some people stay in storage buildings?
Yeah.
Storage units here?
Yeah.
Like, maybe you could outfit like maybe like the boxes, you know, maybe use the boxes. I don't know.
I don't know, man. You know, communist countries, man, they just don't care.
They really don't.
They just don't care.
The infrastructure.
Know? No, the infrastructure.
We care about infrastructure. That's why China owns half the buildings in Los Angeles.
Literally.
We care. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we belong to them.
Listen, man, do we really want to get real here?
No, did you see that? Did you see the president? Did you see Kim Jong-un crying, giving that speech to his people?
No.
Doc, he gave a speech to his people in North Korea.
Yeah.
And he, like, openly admitted. He's like, listen, I failed you guys. Dude, it's the, like, he's crying.
Whoa.
On stage.
Humility?
Dude, I don't know. Like, I just don't. I was just like, it's the trippiest thing to see. Like, this dude has killed millions of people.
And wow.
He's just like, guys, like, he's just real, real tears coming down.
Are you sure it was him?
No, it was him. It was, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that's kind of wild for a leader like that to cry.
Dude, crying. He's like, I failed you guys. He's like, you know, this COVID thing. He was like, this COVID thing took, apparently they only had like 2 cases reported.
And he felt bad about that?
Feel bad. I mean, it's probably much worse. You know, we only know what they tell us.
That's so true.
We only know what they tell
that's
us.
That's so true.
So it's dude. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it was weird watching him cry.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
What? It's very progressive of him. Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Coming over.
Crying, man.
You got to let that out. Every man needs to cry, man.
That's true. That's true. Dude, what do you think is because we kept calling him Rocket Man? And he became more and more like Elton John?
I am not Rocket Man.
What was that? Did you just break the table? What happened?
No.
Oh, was it your knee?
No. All I did was just move my feet. Oh, my heel hit this.
Man, you got a strong foot there.
You know what?
Yeah.
I've been told that
before. Okay. All right. All right, man. Kim Jong-un crying, man. I don't know. I don't really know to make it. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Really?
I really think it is. Remember when Obama cried?
Yeah, dude.
That was great.
That's huge. That's true.
You know, it's important to see that.
What did he cry for again?
School shooting. Mass shooting, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. The Sandy one, right?
Yeah, Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook. So, man. Yeah. He might, dude, I mean, there might be a revolution then in North Korea. I mean, because dictatorships like that can be overthrown.
Yeah, but you know.
But I don't know how many, you know, the resources the people have and all that stuff, but maybe he knows his time's coming, right? Showing remorse.
Really?
Maybe.
It's crazy.
What do you think?
You know, I think they're watching this, actually.
Look, we could SEO tag as much as we want. There's no way North Korea's getting a feed of this.
Who knows, man?
Unless it's a live feed, I don't know.
It might be papaya fans.
It might be, man.
So who knows?
All right, well,
you know,
shout out the North Korean places we should stop at. We go. Stop at North. We're going international, dude. We're taking the Rodman route.
You know what?
North Korea.
I have no fear about going there. Because I know their beef is not with us. It's not with us.
Right.
Understand? Right. As a matter of fact, they idolize black people.
Really?
They love black people out there.
All of them?
They love us.
You sure?
You heard it right here, guys. they love black people.
That's fair. Because I've never met a North Korean in my life. South Koreans, though, they do love black culture. It's a very, very, very beautiful fusion between Korean culture and black culture. We've talked about this before.
Right.
On this podcast.
Right.
But yeah, definitely. So maybe North Koreans also by proxy. The issue their fight is with white America?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Because we didn't do anything.
Our hands are clean.
Right.
No blood on our hands.
That's the great thing. They know American history enough to know, like, you know, we're also victims here too. You understand?
I wonder what. Yeah.
So I have no. Here's the thing. I was talking to a Korean person about this, and I was like, where can I meet a North Korean? And they were just like, listen, if you've probably met one, but they're not going to tell you they're from North Korea.
Whoa.
I had an experience with this, like, because I was talking to this dude, and like, we were saying stuff about Kim Jong. He was just like oddly supportive of like Kim Jong's policies, and this was a car ride, and you know, we just asked him, like, hey man, are you from North Korea? And he looks at us and he goes, keep driving the car.
He has a gun. Keep driving, black man. I love you.
I've never asked that question to any Koreans.
Wow. Dude, North Korean people, do they generally support Kim Jong-un?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the general American sentiment is that he's bad because he's like a dictator.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've never really thought about. This is the most I've ever thought of Kim Jong-un.
Really?
I wish I maybe like knew more about him.
Fascinated.
Yeah. He's pretty young, right?
Super young. Yeah. Sister's pretty hot. You know?
Interesting.
You know, she's you've seen pictures of her. I don't know if you have.
I haven't.
She actually smiles.
Huh.
She smiles and makes jokes and she like laughs and stuff.
That's great. You know, that's like a. That's interesting. Those are like.
But she's more than willing to kill more people.
Which is, she just does it like the Joker.
Right. She was at the Olympics and like they were just talking about her. She was like just hitting on all these dudes and stuff.
Wow.
Like that. Like,
really?
Just, you know, the soldiers around. She's not hitting on, but she's like cracking jokes and stuff.
Okay.
And feeling herself.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. King Jong-un.
Oh, King Jong-un. Hey.
I think that's her name, actually.
King Jong-un. Man, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm definitely now more willing to go.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you'll be safe. I'll be safe, you know, in the arms of the sister of the dictator. Yeah. I'll be the dick. Tater. Potato?
Oh, you'll be the dictator in that relationship.
I'll be the dictator.
You get to lay down the laws.
I'm the judge, jury, and the executioner.
Right. Who says
and
that?
And the sexecutioner.
Oh, hey!
got it. We're rolling now. This is a comedy in 1942. We've peaked.
No, I think you're great at impressions. Can you do a Matthew McConaughey impression of laying down the law?
Okay. Hi. Yeah, this is it right here, right? It's kind of direct me through it. Feel free to like, throw on, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to lay down the law. Hey, Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un, why don't you come over here?
He takes his hand out to shake your hand.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Lubriderm. That's good. Hey, Kim. What does he do? What's it? Wolf of Wall Street, you know?
That hum with Caprio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. What do you think?
That you be in.
Should I stay in it for the rest of the episode?
I think they got enough.
I think everyone got enough.
I think we should share one story before we go.
We should. I feel like we've kind of like vaguely hit a few stories.
Right.
But we're not really diving into one.
Thank you, Neil.
So let's do it. Would you like to talk about, you know what? Let's talk about some Indian excellence, bro.
Absolutely.
Let's celebrate, because this is a podcast about diversity, right? If you support this podcast, you support black-owned business. You support brown-owned business.
Yeah.
And we want to extend that gratitude and love to others that are doing it, others that are excelling in their fields.
By the way?
Yes?
I had a shrimp tandoori the other day.
Shrimp tandoori?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've never heard of that.
That's a real thing. You can get it.
You definitely the tandoori oven and then. Yeah.
I just want to say I do support brown businesses. That's it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
What was the spot? Do you remember the name?
You know what? Who is it? New Delhi?
Do you think that's the name of it?
It is.
It's just called New Delhi?
Yeah. New Delhi Palace. There's always a palace.
Oh, so it's like the city. New Delhi.
Yeah.
New D-E-L-H-I.
No, D-E-H-L-I. Is it?
D-E-L-H-I.
We always have the computers right here. I don't. We have them right
here. Oh, you mean the laptops, not me.
Right. See, you're trying to spell some shit. Yeah, so it's, you were right.
I know.
You were right. I always,
dude, if there's one thing we can do inherently, it's spell. Okay. Give me a word to spell. Spell it. I'll spell it as Matthew McConaughey. Give me a word, Jonas. It's Matthew McConaughey in a spelling bee.
Spelling word.
Indian Matthew McConaughey. I don't know.
Okay. Luxury.
Can I get it in a sentence?
Okay, yeah. The ribbed condoms. the ribbed cooling sensation condoms.
I want to bail on this. I want to bail. Okay. Let's not bail. All right, let's keep going.
We're changing the story.
Because you said two sentences already and none of them had luxury in it. the ribbed condom. Okay.
I mean, come on, the ribbed condoms with the coolant. That's luxury.
That's luxury.
Yeah.
No. I'm back in it.
Right. You could get some Durexes, which you got, you know, but.
That's my condom choice, Durex.
You know what? And you've done pretty well so far. You know, you know,
done well for myself. No kids. You've done, Durex is durable.
Yeah. It gets the job done.
That's right.
The Pyrex of condoms.
The Tupperware of condoms?
The Tupperware of condoms.
Dude, Durex, for some reason, the first time I saw a Durex condom was in India.
Really?
Which really should have steered me away from using it. Ever, because clearly. But I don't know why I've always had this like warm association with Durex. When I first started having sex, I was using Trojans because I was like, dude, everyone's using Trojans. But right. Trojans are a little over-engineered.
What do you mean? Like
there was always a little too much. It's always like a little too much of like the.
Oh, the actual.
Yeah,
latex.
The actual like material, the latex.
Yeah.
Durex is.
Right. And I always get it for
it's
free.
It's like a
too.
Ski mask.
And I don't know. Like, I always get them for free. Like, they were the first condoms I ever got for free.
That's right, man.
You know, if like at like a sex education class at school. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You remember that in their school? They used to put a little condom in there.
Yeah.
We got those in like high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me condoms in high school.
It's Florida, baby.
That's it. They know.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's going to be like that.
Right. So, yeah. You know, they were always Durex. I mean, you know, and just reliable. Shout out to them.
That's great.
You know?
That's great, man. Yeah, shout out to Durex. Yeah. Proud sponsor of the Papaya 9 podcast. Durex. You could fit a whole papaya in there. It's 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. This is going on. Oh man, so
Keith Sweat. Listen,
Keith Sweat, brought to you by Durex. I don't use these motherfuckers. Keith Sweat doesn't use these. Durex. I go raw, baby.
I mean, that'd be a great experience. We should do that live on the show one day. Let's see if someone...
What? Put a condom on the show?
Papaya.
Yeah. Oh, put a condom on a papaya. Yeah. So you're like, yeah, dude, let's put condoms on our dicks as a segment for the show. Like, no. I don't want to do that. No. Dudes be bringing up their dicks in weird ways. I know. So I'm always like, what?
Yeah. We're always looking for a reason to bring it up. That's subconsciously.
It. That's it. Bring
We're
it up.
Looking for a reason.
And have it stay up. We're also brought to you by Viagra. How do you keep your dick up? Listen,
a lot
man.
Of sponsors.
Dude, and we just got them. It's crazy. Right.
I still got to go to work tomorrow morning. So, hope I see the sponsorship money soon.
Right. Please, somebody sponsor us so Jonas doesn't have to go to work. Yeah. So we can just podcast all damn day long. Listen, though, but real quick with that, with the condoms, Durex.
Yeah,
I've forgotten. But you know who I'm glad didn't use a condom?
Who?
The parents of our first story.
Man, you're getting better at this.
Anika.
Yeah. Well, you say however.
Yeah, that's true. Makes I should right. kind of be on the. Chebrolu.
Yeah.
Anika Chebrolu.
Yeah.
She's 14 years old in Texas. She discovered a possible protein that will kill the coronavirus. Essentially, a potential treatment for coronavirus.
Right.
And to me, I just wonder, like, I'm happy for her because now her parents won't think she's completely worthless.
Right.
The shame, she will not feel shame from her parents. I think her parents actually might look at her after this.
Honestly, I don't know, man. I don't. For her parents, I still don't think it's enough.
We wanted a cure. Anika, we needed full cure. What did you do? Treatment.
No, so she's in Texas.
Texas, man. She got, yeah, Texas.
Wow. Look at this, Texas. See what happens when you open up?
Yeah. What happens when you open the borders?
Right.
What happens when you open the borders? You get geniuses like Anika.
Exactly. You let a couple in. Yeah. It won't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
You know?
Doesn't hurt, man.
It'll only contribute.
That's true, man.
And solve world problems.
And you know what? What's so great is like, this just, if anything, highlights how absolutely broke the government it is at large right now. It's a 14-year-old figuring out a possible cure for a science fair. And the government is like, I don't know, maybe we're just gonna ride this out. You know, it's like,
yeah. So
mask, maybe.
So
maybe
she
not.
Introduced this at a science fair.
Yeah.
Do you know how pissed I would have been if I was one of those other kids, dog? Here you are. You built a volcano, a baking soda and vinegar volcano, and here she comes in. With the cure for COVID. Dog. Do you know how pissed I would be, dog? Yeah. Get out of here. We're 14.
Bring a bicycle made out of popsicle sticks. Right, dog. She's like, I have the cure to AIDS.
Right.
What?
You know how pissed, dog.
That's hilarious.
Dog, I would have yelled it across the room. We're 14.
I would have a major jealousy. I forgot the baking soda at home. Dude. I can't even explode this volcano.
Right. Oh my gosh, dude. And you're Indian too, dude. So
it'd be a real shame. I would probably try to take credit for it. Really? Anika and I
did that together.
You know, I kind of came up with the idea. You know, I was saying like, hey, we should have a cure for this COVID thing.
You would have slipped right in as they gave it that first prize.
Real slimy shit.
Oh my gosh.
Real slimy shit.
So what? She got. So what did she get out of this?
She got $25,000.
Okay.
Which honestly, for whatever school she's probably gonna go to,
right?
Maybe 2 weeks of tuition. Yeah, right. 25K is nothing.
Yeah. By the way, yeah, total ripoff.
She should get. Listen, 25K at 14. What do you do with 25K at 14?
At 14?
Go buy some of those fucking Dunkaroos.
Well, her parents are going to get it first. So I think, you know.
That's true.
You know, it'll probably.
They're going to put it away for college.
Exactly.
No doubt.
You know, no so doubt. That 25K will still be there.
See, that's why I rock with Indian parents like that.
Yeah.
You give 25K to some white parents.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we changed your room into a bowling alley.
Right. For what?
For what?
For what?
You know?
No, white people will put it in the market. They'll put it in the stock market and lose it all. Turn to drugs. That's what they'll do. You understand? So, it's weird. Like, I feel like the Indians, like, they won't invest it, but they're not going to spend it.
Right.
It's going to stay right there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then the problem is that by the time she's 18, depreciation. You understand?
You think it'll depreciate?
Absolutely.
I think it'll get, no. I think if they put it in like a retirement account.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, that's probably still more money than what I'll have in 4 years.
Oh, for sure. It's 25,000 times as much money.
Right.
As we've made doing this podcast.
Dude, by the way, which is $25,000, by the way, if, you know, because your thing still has to go through testing, but that's still a pretty bad deal. For like a life changing,
for potentially cure,
right? For a life changing, that's still a horrible deal.
Yeah, it is kind of like a Welcome to America moment,
right?
Yeah,
right.
You supply us with the potential revolution,
right?
And we're gonna rip you off.
But that's the thing. I mean, Indians do a lot of great things. I do feel like they're underpaid.
Indians,
for sure.
No, actually, just across Indians. The board. I saw this from another comedian's podcast, Isan. I think Hamid. Comedy Store guy.
Okay, okay.
With the beard. You know Isan?
Yes.
I'm sure
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Anyway, he's got a great podcast. But he was talking about how Asians on a statistical scale, I guess, make $1.17 to the $1 standard that's like given to every white American.
So what does that mean?
So Indians and Asians are actually making $1.17 per dollar. Whereas like women get paid 77 cents to the dollar, and black women get paid like some like less than 60 cents to dollar, wow. Like 60 something to the dollar.
Wow.
So, I mean, 25K, they'll spin it. They'll spin it. They'll know how to put it back into the market in a healthy way.
Do some stuff with it.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I mean, we'll see. This is supposed to, you know, money like this is supposed to be for innovation so she can keep doing more dope stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's, and this is really dope. You know,
it's super dope, man. The fact that she was inspired by her grandpa to get into the science. Yeah. Grandpa was a chemist.
You know,
so that's beautiful, man. I'm gonna shout out Anika.
So what is this? What is this that it brings up here? Apparently, she trains for like some kind of classical dance called. I'm gonna just let you read that. I'm not gonna say it. This here.
Bhangra.
This one.
Wow. Yeah, this is a tough one for me. Bharatanatyam. Bharatanatyam.
Yeah, I
mean, Bharatanatyam.
Yeah, it says
I'm probably doing it wrong.
Apparently it's an Indian classical dance, and she's been doing this for 8 years, so she might also be good at this too.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
so she's solving corona as a side hustle.
Absolutely.
Wow.
But she's also beefing up a pretty nice scholarship too. She can get that dance scholarship money.
Or she can go on tour. She could do a road show. Solo show. Call it The Cure.
What if she hits you up, have you open?
Yeah. I'm trying to take credit for her shit it, you know. And this COVID thing, I kind of had the idea. Man, yeah. Anyway, that's a shout out to Brown Excellence.
Yeah.
Anika.
Yeah, well done. 14.
14, killing it in Texas. Keep striving.
Absolutely.
Keep being great.
Absolutely.
They're still doing the trifold.
Right.
Presentation. Like, she made that on a trifold.
On a trifold. Look,
she
at
got
this.
That from Michaels. And she solved COVID, potentially.
Just by herself.
Just by... She apparently ran a database, like, so on her own. She, like, ran through, like, all these protein sequences. It's just, man, Indians are just the best.
Absolutely. You know, this is, and honestly, I know a lot of like dope comics like who are scientists, and it's just they just so happen to all be Indian. But you know, yeah, they, you know, you can do it all, man.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I didn't. I defer that genius to.
No, were you actually drawn to science and math as a kid?
You know, I was like, my dad was a doctor, so I was like, I'll be a doctor. But I was never actually good at math and science. I was good at tests. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I could pass the tests, but I did not like it. It felt like work to me. It was complex. I didn't enjoy it. Even like learning something about it, didn't enjoy it. I did like learning about music and learning about writing. And
even you took that to, I think, like a scientific level with the music too.
Yeah, which is crazy, right? Because it's just like the brain.
Right.
It's curiosity. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, I so up until senior year, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a doctor. But then I didn't do it.
Good for you, Doc.
I was lucky, man.
You would have been miserable, man.
Yeah, it would have been bad. And I. Because I was miserable anyway.
Yeah.
And that's just like life. So doing that and science, I would have dude, I don't even know. That would have been horrible.
But think about, I mean, this is the kind of pressure though. This is like, you know, pandemic curing pressure.
She's doing it out of joy. You could tell. I mean, she's truly inspired.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know. Some of these Indian parents, man, I don't know.
Behind this photo, there's just a dad who's
right.
Hold your hands like this.
I just don't know, dog.
Anika.
Dog, I just don't know. I don't know, man.
I think you can't excel like this with the pressure of somebody like beating you down. I think she's. I would like to hope that she was encouraged.
And, you know, I also don't think you can excel like this with a social life.
But I will say, too, Indian parents will make you do, like, they are like, come on, get, you know, they.
Is it passive, though? Or is it just like,
It is. It's like, you know, here, you like dancing, so we'll give you everything you want to do to dance. That's dope. Also, like, the trade-off is, like, study your ass off. So, yeah, I don't know. She's. Whatever. I don't even.
Are you studious?
I was just so busy growing up. I was busy all the time.
Doing what?
School starts 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. You're doing school from, you know, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. You got a rehearsal for something for, you know, maybe 3:30 to 6:30, and then. If you're doing the musical during the year, then sometimes you're there till like 10, and then you gotta go home, do homework, trying to hit up bitches online.
That's like Billy
on AIM.
That's like Billy Eilish's schedule.
You know, yeah, but yeah. I was just always busy. I didn't really feel like a natural like curiosity towards like a particular thing. I was just like, oh, I'm just doing so much.
Right. Dude, that was Michael Jackson's schedule as a kid.
And he was great.
His dad put him on that same schedule. He
was great.
Yeah. You know, when I hear how Michael Jackson's dad was, you know, I think he might have been Indian.
Jaheed Jackson?
Yeah. No, that's that work ethic, man. You put that belt on him, make him dance.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
Dead serious.
That's how he came up with the moonwalk. Yes. His dad just beating him backwards. It's him trying to escape his dad's whip. Yeah.
Shout out to MJ, man.
Shout out to MJ.
Neverland Ranch. Official sponsor.
Indian dad.
Yeah.
Joe Jackson. Right?
Joe Jackson. I'm just always fascinated by that. You know, like parents who just like push their kids, you know. Mm-hmm. It always comes at a cost that I think is worth it. You know,
the end
so
of the
what?
Day,
they're not
going to
get married till 50.
That's
so what?
That's the thing.
They might not ever have kids.
So what?
So what?
Right. They won't have a healthy satisfaction with their self.
Right.
So what?
They won't even know themselves sexually.
So what? They won't even be able to look themselves in the mirror without a judgment. So what?
She'll find out she's a lesbian at 60. So what?
So what? She'll get caught up with a gang in Houston. So what?
She'll be okay.
She'll be fine. And so what? So what? That's kind of how we're feeling.
At the end of the day, she'll always be making that
money. That's beautiful, man. God damn. Let's call it.
Yeah.
It's 1:30 in the morning.
West Coast time.
West Coast time, best coast. Shout out to the Dodgers. Shout out to you if you're here. Jonas, thanks, man. Absolutely. Thanks for coming through. Love you, man.
Dude, love you too, dogs.
We're just here, man. We're just here. We're doing the thing. If you like what you see, please subscribe. Please comment.
Going forward, I should just move this cup much closer.
Yeah, probably be a good idea. Probably be a good idea.
As often as I drink water.
Yeah. Tell somebody. Yeah. It's free for you to subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to do a thing. You know, it's yeah, man. We appreciate the support and the people that have. That have subscribed and are commenting. We see all your comments, all your beautiful suggestions on how we can make the show better. We take those into consideration.
Absolutely.
And we'll try to keep bringing you the goods.
Mm-hmm. Premium content.
Premium. For zero. That's a hell of a deal.
Right.
Hell of a deal.
Right. HBO quality content.
That's right. We know drama. It's TNT. Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Shout out North Korea.